You went from the Prince of Wales, to King's Home, and a huge sort of difference then. And then you started playing around the country at all the big grounds. You got any favourite grounds amongst those?
Yeah, everybody says Welford Roads, is. It's probably even better now because he's got a bigger stands there and everything. Mm. But I used to have the sort of the curve in the pitch going off the pitch, and it was always a nice pitch, good atmosphere. Northampton's the same as well. Good pitches. You know there's going to be 10,000 people plus. Most of them really. Those days you like nowadays you've got to have a certain. Criteria for the stands really, and they're all fantastic. But there was Leicester stood out, Northampton, Harlequins was fairly nice as well. The ones you didn't like was Bath really. People like it just because it was just a scaffolding, whatever really. But and the people in the stand. But those are the standout ones really.
Yeah, I suppose they are a bit one-eyed at Bath, aren't they? But then, they can be in the shed too.
The shed's a shed, isn't it, really? I don't think it'll ever change. It shouldn't do, really. It's an institution, really. And I've been to Bath a few times watching as well, and I've been injured and what have you. And there's a certain type of people there, really, isn't there? it's good rivalry. Long as that stays in rugby, I think they... when Bath was struggling a few years ago, and I think I just finished, and they were touch and go where they were going to go down. I think Gloucester beat them out here 70 on points, and they were trying to find text numbers for the old Blast boys and say, "Well, never mind," and the old Breezy and the older old Gloucester boys to rub it in. Really, I think they scraped by the skin of the teeth really at the end to stay up. Mm. But it's like Bristol now. Bristol trying to come back into the things by Andy Robinson and Buck who's going in next year. The Cyclist rugby needs Exeter there and thereabouts now. You need Bristol in there as well to
hit the West Country.
Yeah, that's right. It's,
well, it'd be good. I mean, if we have a West Country representation of 4 out of 12, and Worcester as well, let's face it, are only on the verges. So it'd be derby matches all around. Can't be bad.
Good
for crowds too.
Yeah, Friday we got to come down with my daughter Friday, it's we are Worcester quite young really, and heritage wise to Gloucester by far really in Premiership first class. I mean the people down here and they enjoy a night out. It's cold, but it was 14,500 people. I guess for a Friday night, it's fantastic.
It was very very good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The match was very exciting. Quality of the rugby was a bit mixed.
Tactical
decisions were disastrous at times.
It's a local derby for you, isn't it, really?
People get pressured and rushed.
They do. It's a lot. Especially you got two. Worcester's quite a small community, isn't it? And Gloucester's the same. Seen out. It's not like football. They're in a bubble. They still go Sainsbury's, Tesco's, and B&Q and that sort of thing, don't they? So.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Have you any particularly cherished memories, if you like, of playing for Gloucester? I mean, I can think of one or two prompts, but I wondered what you felt,
Obviously, for my first game straight, there's a few people here, that's great to get the King's Home and get to go in the home changing room and put a cherry white shirt on. It's, again, Devin DeChalner, all the shirts are hung up and you... Them days, you had the shorts and socks, you bring your own, it's in the bag and everything. That was nice. First league game, I think it was Harlequins, somewhere I played out. That was good, packed house. Mm-hmm. The two, three options ones, you got we beat Transvaal on a Friday night, at King's Home, with PNR played and a few other Springboks in there. And then, Leicester game, 97, I think it was 96, something like that. 32-30.
I thought you were going to mention that one. Yeah. What a game that was!
Fantastic, wasn't it?
That was a wonderful game.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, one of my best nights at King's Home.
I think it was a delayed kickoff or something on that, because it might have been the Bath game we beat them about a year before. I remember we were here four, 5 o'clock to turn up, and it was packed.
Mm.
And then we go in, and say, oh, it's going to be a 45-minute delay kickoff. It's going to be quarter past eight or something. Yeah. And it was just mad, like, you know. And I took me, so there's a big photo in the Lions den over there of when we beat Leicester, you know. Mm. So I was with Lolly, my daughter, last week, and we went into a drinking area at half time or sort of thing, and took her down to see the photo, like. Or she said, you had no grey hair then, Dad. You looked a bit younger then, Dad, and that sort of thing. But yeah, those two games were,
were
massive, really.
Those 2 years, the last year of the amateur game and the first year of the professional game, they were big years for you, weren't they?
Yeah.
And they were desperate years for Gloucester, where, I mean, it was sheer. Well, they gutted it out, didn't they, I think, during those two years. I mean, there were some fantastic games. I'm thinking of the Saracens and Bath games at Salem from relegation. You know, I know you played in both of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, those were dogfights, weren't they? Terrific game.
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing about that squad of players, we're all teammates, we're all mates as well, really. You know, Simsy and Devs and Deeks and Tony Window. I mean, we all lived within sort of a mile stand of each other in a square. Now, even Vicks and Trevor Woodman moved up the road, rented out the road to Big Boss, I think.
Yeah.
But we sort of went out to, you know, we're drinking together, we trained together. Yeah, those days, it was just going in professional, it was, we were always, apart from the Mondays and Thursdays that everybody trained, we would do a Sunday morning, do aerobics over there, and there's a thing called Mad Dogs at the Forest. We were all sort of got into that with the team and that sort of thing in the pre-season. One thing, if there was a fight on a pitch, everybody, if someone got picked on, they'd be banged. We'd be 4 or 5 goes on to protect them. And the same, if you end up on a Saturday night in town and someone started getting silly, the same thing would happen, really. Mm. And we're still on now. I see Deeks and Tony quite regularly, and Devs. Sims is down in Wellington now, but texting out again. He comes up for the cherry picker games in the season, we're still. It's like anything. It's old mates and.
Good.
Plenty of old Gloucester players do that, don't they? So, it's good.